T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's go live to Minneapolis this morning and check in with Ryan Burrow, who's been there all weekend long. I heard this morning, Ryan, over 4,100 arrests have been made in that city just in the past week.
Yeah, it's been a challenging week. The couple of glimmers of hope that I can tell you about is, number one, people have been coming out every day with brooms, with dustpans, with shovels, with garbage bags, cleaning up the mess from the looting and the arson and all of the damage that we've seen. Some have even been trying to paint over some of the graffiti that's been sprayed everywhere. We have seen over the last 2 days a significant show of force by the Minnesota National Guard. Thousands upon thousands of National Guardsmen have been out there on the streets, heavily enforcing the curfew. They were kind of back on their heels on Friday, when only 700 of them were on the street. They essentially just dissolved and allowed the people to take over the streets. But Saturday and Sunday, a much different story. They were very aggressive. Strike teams were looking specifically at breaking up large gatherings of people. The curfew was strictly enforced. Hundreds of arrests were made, and they seem to have gotten, at least over the last 2 days, a good handle on the streets. Right now, I'm actually at just outside of the Cup Foods, where George Floyd was arrested and died while in police custody. It's been 1 week, and so we're seeing people come out, and they're dropping off flowers and balloons and signs. Obviously, a lot of media here as well. It's been a crazy week in the city's history, that's for sure.
Yeah, I saw some of those images. Just incredible, the memorial that is growing there. What happened with that large tanker truck this weekend that was driving at a high rate of speed on an interstate that was appearing to try to hit people who were protesting?
Yeah, very bizarre story. This happened yesterday evening. There was a massive demonstration walking down 35W. That's an interstate that runs through Minneapolis. And the interstate system was shut down at 5 p.m. You couldn't get through. But for some reason, as these demonstrators, and we're talking thousands, estimated up to 5,000, were walking down this empty interstate, this truck came barreling down at full speed, probably 70 miles an hour is what witnesses are saying. And it slammed on its brakes. People scattered. They parted. And amazingly, it did not strike anyone. Everyone was able to get away. Now, when the truck came to a screeching halt, the protesters jumped into it. They pulled the driver out. He was roughed up quite a bit. But he was taken into custody, first of all, treated for injuries, and then taken into custody. He was arrested. The indications at this point are, for some reason, he didn't go around a barrier. He was on the interstate as they were shutting it down. So he may have been one of the last vehicles before it was completely shut down, and somehow came around that corner and didn't realize there were protesters there.
That is just remarkable. It really is. But we understand that he was taken into custody. Ryan, thank you for the update. Ryan Burrow joining us live this morning from Minneapolis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.